ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रेम नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अशतदे ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 18 एंड चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड बडाम स्लेज द डीमन प्रलंबर एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 23rd एंड 24th हाउएवर आई विल रीड अलोन आई सेल्फ 23rd वर्स
राम संगंठिनो यर्हि श्री दाम वृषभादयः क्रीडायां जैनस्तांतं उहु कृष्णादयो नृपः ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर किंग परीक्षित व्हेन श्री दाम वृषभ
and the other members of Balaram's party were victorious in this game. Krishna and his followers had to carry them. Text 24, repeat after me.
वाह कृष्णो भगवान श्रीदामानं पराजितः वृषभं भद्रसेनस्तु प्रलम्बो रोहिणीसुतं वाह कैरिड कृष्णः Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Damanam, his devotee and friend Sri Dama, Parajitaha, being defeated, Vrishabham, Vrishabh, Bhadrasenaha, Bhadrasen, Tu and Pralamba, Pralamba, Rohini Suta, the son of Rohini, Balaram. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Defeated the Supreme Lord Krishna carried Sri Dama. Bhadrasen carried Vrishabh and Pralamb carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. Purport. One may ask how Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, can be defeated by his boy friends. The answer is that in his original form, God has a most playful nature and occasionally enjoys submitting to the strength or desire of his loving friends. A father may sometimes playfully fall down on the ground when struck by his beloved little child. These acts of love give pleasure to all parties. Thus, Sri Dama agreed to ride on the Lord's shoulder to please his beloved friends. who happened to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This chapter describes how Lord Balaram delivered Pralambasura. We know when Krishna was tending along with his cowherd friends, cowherd boy. Krishna almost every day you would come to the forest of Braja, Vrindavan, and he will sometime tending the cow, grazing the cow, taking care of cow, and same time they're playing with the friends. So one day, that particular day, while Krishna and Balaram and their friends were tending the cows in the Vrindavan, Pralamba entered in the group, in the team. What was the purpose? He had purpose intending, though he was pretending to be a cowherd boy, but his real interest was he wanted to kidnap Krishna, Balaram, and take both of them to Mathura in presence of Kamsa. For this intention, he came and entered. usually the demons, Rakshasas, are very hideous, ugly to look, behold. And their women are even worse. They are very, looks very ugly in their natural part.
But they have one saving feature that they can assume any beautiful form they like. If they wish some beautiful form, they can. This privilege is there with Rakshasa. So, Pralamba, he was associates of Kams, came and he looked all the cowherd boys were playing. He could recognize that one of the cowherd friends of Krishna at that particular day he was absent. He was staying behind. For some reason, parent had withdraw him, he was in house. So he could understand. It seems that Pralamba was very much aware with the friends of Krishna. So the friend who was absent, one boy was absent. And then, because this special feature, saving feature was with his ability was there, so he disguised himself, that particular cowherd boy who that particular day he was not in Vrindavan, he was staying behind in his house with his parents. And he dressed himself and came, entered in the group. And Krishna, though he is omniscient, sarvagya, though Krishna was knowing everything, but Krishna pretended that he don't know anything and welcome Pralamba Asura. Little joking, and Krishna also some complaint, my dear friend, how come today you are late? How come today? Because Pralamba was not there that. So he asked, how come that today you are late? Without you, our association was not so pleasing. But now since you came, it is perfect. Now we can start playing. Yah kopi tad dine grihe tishtan tad rupa ityartha. He assumed a form of a cowherd boy who was at that particular day absent in the group. And then play started. Yesterday His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj was telling, actually the game started in Akshay Vat. Maharaj was giving Kalash Maharaj. He was talking about Brajmandal Parikrama. So Maharaj was saying, you must come to Brajmandal Parikrama. Maharaj was not, you should go to Parikrama. It is Maharaj was identifying himself as if he was himself was doing Parikrama. So, in order to relish the pastime of Krishna Balaram, Maharaj, His Holiness Loknath Maharaj mentioned, you must come to Brajmandal Parikrama. He was you must come. He was not, you should go. However, Maharaj was mentioning the game started Akshay Vat. And the killing of Aghasur took place in Bhandir Vat. At this point, I would like to mention something. In Braja, you know, there are very important pious trees. The most important, most dear, most loving tree is Tamal tree. It is because Tamal resembles the complexion of Krishna. that is reason why Tamal vriksh is very dear to Srimati Radharani. And since Kadamba resembles, at least flower of Kadamba resembles the complexion, bodily conception of Srimati Radharani, that is reason why Kadamba vriksh is very, very dear to Krishna. Two trees. Besides that, there are another type of tree that is very dear, very famous, that is called Bat Vriksh. And in Braja, there are many, many thousands of Bat Vriksh, but out of 1,000, 16 are considered to be most important banyan tree, Bat Vriksh. So I was talking that game started in Akshay Vat. If you go parikarma and is going, then you will able to know the whereabout of Akshayavat. This direction, near Biharban, near Chirghat, that area, that Akshayavat is there, and Bhandirvan. So Krishna started that in that area and came to Bhandirvan. Yesterday presentation, Maharaj was describing how come, what was the reason that the boys came to Bhandirvan. Tatra gamnam nidag kilo 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 auchityat. Nidaghe tad vistirna sital kshaya sukh krinartham tatra gamanam. It appears that this pastime, delivering or killing of Pralambasu, took place in this particular season, summer season. So that tree, Bhandirvat, it was very glorious, big. So, Nidaghe, in summer, when there is hot everywhere, tad vistirna sital shayayam, sital, cool, shadow of the tree, there, sukh krinartham, very, it, our play would be very pleasing. For that reason, Krishna brought to all the his cowherd boys to Bhandirvat. And then, in Bhandirvan, near Bhandirvan, this pastime was going on. So that particular day, the game was that Krishna divided cowherd boys in two groups, two teams. Leader of one team was Krishna himself, and the leader of other team was Balaram. And came Vahak, carrying and being carried. Vahak and Vahan. So condition was, condition of game was that whosoever will victorious, that group, that boy will climb up in the soldier or back of loser party, and the loser party would have to carry that boy to certain distance. This was the Ram Sangathino. One side Krishna was there, and another side Balaram was there. And Pralamba accepted, choose the leadership of Krishna. Pralamba was in Krishna's side. So at that particular day, Krishna's friends, Krishna team, Krishna group was utterly defeated by Balaram group. So Krishna was defeated. So here, Bhagavan Parajita Bhagavan Krishna Sri Damanam Vaha. Defeated Krishna, Prabhupada translation, sorry. Defeated the Supreme Lord Krishna, carried Sri Dama. So here, Parajita, we should consider Parajita. In Bhagavad Gita, towards the end of the presentation, Bhagavad Gita, you know, Sanjay talks about who would be victorious in this world. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara. Where there is Krishna, the supreme mystic, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yogeshwara, the supreme mystic Krishna, where there is Krishna, and where there is Arjuna, the supreme archer of the world, of the universe. There would be tatra, stri. There would be opulence, stri. Vijay. Vijay means victory. Dhruva niti. Tatra, stri. There would be opulence, victory. Bhuti extraordinary power and supreme transcendental morality. No question of defeat in the piety of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita towards the end of Bhagavad Gita. This is concluding a statement of Sanjay. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, where there is Krishna, the mystic, supreme mystic Yogeshwara. Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, and Parth, son of Kunti, Pritha, supreme archer of the universe. Tatra, there would be Sri, opulence and Vijay. Here completely contradicting, we are hearing word is Sukadeva Goswami Parajita Krishna, Parajita Bhagavan Krishna defeated the all attractive supreme personality of Godhead. And then so let us think about the Pralamba. You know, Pralamba, in his previous life, he was the son of one Gandharva. He was named Huhu. Huhu was a Gandharva, celestial residence, demigod, Gandharva Huhu. His son was Vijay, and Vijay was extremely pious personality. However, in heavenly planet, there is very celebrated forest that is known as Chaitrath Ban. You must have known Nandan Kanan, Nandan, the forest, very celebrated for heavenly planet. Another, in Gandharo Loka, very celebrated, beautiful, glorious garden, the name is Chaitrath, and it is maintained by, nourished by Kubera, the treasurer of the demigod. So that place was, he has, what the, it is like type of curse. Kubera has cursed that place, the garden, that whosoever would come and pick up flower or collect flower without Kubera consent, without Kubera permission, that person would be lying down on the earthly planet and he will become a demon. So that place was protected by this curse. So nobody was able to go, nobody was there, nobody dared to enter there in the garden and picking flower, collecting flower. But unfortunately, Vijay, son of Huhu, Gandharva, he was not aware with this condition. And he has to worship Lord Vishnu. In order to worship, puja Vishnu, he was Vishnu Bhakt, enter and he says, beautiful, nice flower. And collected flower. Intention was to worship Lord Vishnu. However, collector came out. One point, Vijay could realize that I have done something wrong. I have transgressed the place where I was not supposed to enter. So as soon as he realized the curse, immediately he approached Kubera and grabbed the feet, he threw himself in the lotus, in the feet of Kubera and begged for forgiveness. Out of ignorance, I was not, I have done some mistake, please. Kubera, he was knowing that a devotee, Vishnu Bhakta, nice personality, sober personality, moral personality. Kubera heart melted and okay. He also he collected his spiritual potency, Kubera, and gave a benediction that, my dear Pralamba, since the curse has leaped out from my lips, so it could not be revoked. You must have to accept a demon body on earthly planet, but I will say, I will arrange that Swayam Bhagavan, towards the end of Dwaparju, coming Dwaparju, Swayam Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram is going to appear and you will be delivered by Balaram himself. Personally, you will able to touch the transcendental body of Balaram and you will deliver. So this was curse. So he has become demon and eventually associates of Kamsa. So he came, disguised himself as a cowherd boy, and Krishna very lovingly accepted, welcome, and Pralamb smiled on his perfect deception trick. He was, hey, I am completely successful, first phase successful. He laughed, smiled on his perfect deception. And then started, and Krishna's party was defeated. And here this is that Krishna personally was carrying Sridhama, his dear friend. Sridhama, you know, Sridhama, brother of Srimati Radharani. That day Krishna was defeated, he must have to carry. Bhagavan Krishna Sridhaman Vaha. Bhagavan Krishna defeated Supreme Personality, all attractive defeated Supreme Personality of Godhead was carrying Sridhama, his dear friend. And Vrishabham Bhadrasen, and Bhadrasen, who was in the party, in the group of Krishna, he was carrying Vrishabh. And Pralamba, he was also inside of Krishna, and he was also defeated, so he carried Rohini Sutam. Rohini Sutam. Prabhupada ji in his, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, their purport mentioned how come that Krishna was defeated in direction defeat. Victory went in again in opposite party, rival party, and in direction of Krishna defeat came. And then one of Tikakarjas, I was mentioning that it is absolutely impossible. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruvar Nirtir Matirmam. It could not be done. But you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that Madhurja Bhagavatasar Braje Kaila Parachar Tahasuka Vyasiranandan Sane Sane Bhagavate Vaniyache Janayite Tahasuni Mate Bhaktagan. Madhurja Krishna, very opulence, aishwarya, and other part of Krishna's personality is Madhurja. The Madhurja Bhagavatasarta, the sweetness is the purest and most concentrated essence of Godhead. Essence of Godhead. This God. Madhurja Bhagavatasar Braje Kaila Parachar Tahasuka Vyasiranandan Sthane Sthane Bhagavate Bani Ache Janayite. So, place to place, when Sukadeva Goswami got that time to express, describe the sweet pastime of Krishna, then Sukadeva Goswami very nicely, time to time, one place in Bhagavata has described. And in this, when Krishna displays his sweet pastime, Madhurya, Madhur Leela, at that time, by the influence of Chamatkar of or miracle of Yogamaya, in Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't identify himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not aware that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Due to influence of Yogamaya, Krishna identifies himself as the son of Nanda Baba or son of Mother Yashoda, a cowherd boy. This is his identification, he identified. And besides that, not even a single Brajavasi, residents of Braj, considered that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. They don't accept and this happened due to the influence of chamatkar of or miracles of yog maya. Krishna forgets everything. That is reason why in Chaitanya Charitamrita described Mata More Putra Bhave Kare Na Bandhan. My mother, mother Joseph, he considered Putra Bhave, he considered that Krishna is my son. Ati Hina Gyane Kare Lalana Palan. Ati Hina Gyane. He thinks utterly help, I am utterly, my son Krishna, utterly helpless, poor. this attitude kare lalan or palan, he protects and nourishes me. And say sakha sudha sakhe kare skandhe arohan, and sakha my friends cowherd boy due to pure extreme friendship sakhe kare skandhe arohan, they don't hesitate to climb on my shoulder and my back. Not only that, they chastise me if sometimes, if Krishna sometimes, when he, Krishna was defeated, and Krishna said, no, I can carry, I am weak, and besides, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king. I will not carry. Though I am defeated, still I don't want. I am not interested, I am not enthusiastic to carry you. And then they say, but, Tumi kon bor lok, how dare you think yourself the bigger personality? Tumi kon bor lok, tumi amisam, you and I are, you and we are some, we are equal. So here, in when this type of pastime takes place, it gives an intense pleasure to Krishna. That is the reason why the dear most friend of Krishna, Sridhama, without any hesitation, very enthusiastic, climb up on the soldier, on the back of Krishna, and helpless. Krishna was struggling hard. He was not strong enough, struggling hard to carry Sridhama for one place to destination place. They have to start in one place and they have to carry up to the Bhandi River. वाह कृष्णो भगवान पराजितः भगवान कृष्णः श्रीदामान वाह. इस संस्कृत सेंटेंस पराजितः कृष्ण पराजितः भगवान कृष्णः श्रीदामान वाह. डिफीटेड सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड ऑल अट्रैक्टिव कृष्ण वाज कैरिंग हेल्पलेसली. ही वाज फोर्स्ड टू कैरी श्रीदामान. वृषभ वाज Bhadrasena was carrying Vrishabh and Pralamba was carrying Rohini Sutam, Rohini Sut. I think whatever I wanted to say, I am prepared, that much I have described. If however we have enough time today, I think it's 12 or 13 minutes with us. If you have any question or any comment, you are most welcome. I will try my level best to satisfy you, please you, with my answer. Okay, Prabhu. Grab the mic and please speak a little louder. Someone can repeat precisely what is the question? I could not
demigods. He said the demigods were
precisely, I would like to understand the question.
That demigods were disguising themselves in order to enter into the pastimes of Krishna. And yet there's other examples where there were personalities that are not allowed to enter into Krishna's pastimes. For example, action.
They are very celebrated statement, Prabhupada. Some people are allowed to participate in pastime. How come that some individual, even some demigod, were not allowed? And Prabhupada is talking about Lakshmi Devi. Kasyanubhavusna deva vidmahe tavanghirenus parsadhikara yadvangshaya sri lalna sharattapo vihaya kaman suchiradhrita vrata. Very, very celebrated prayer offered by the wives of Kaliye Nag. Kasyanubhavusna deva vidmahe, my dear Krishna. We could not understand, we could not appreciate what type of pious activity our husband Kaliye has performed so that he is qualified enough to touch your lotus feet. Not only touch, you wish to you put your lotus feet on his hoods. For this purpose, for this end, even Lakshmi Devi abandoned, Lakshmi Devi abandoned all the glorious opulence delights of Vaikunth Loka and came here in Braja, and he took an austere vow, austere vow, lying on the bare ground, taking cold bath in Jamuna thrice a day, even in winter, fasting, austere vow. She has taken austere vow. Still, even today, she is not allowed, she is not permitted to enter in the pastime. So, apparent partiality, pakshpat was there. Kali is a sinful personality, nothing, anything good he has done. And Lakshmi Di, consort of Krishna, Vishnu, she has intense desire. And for to enter in the pastime of Krishna, not he, and he endeavor herself the west, abandon all the opulence, majestic opulence of Vaikuntha Lake, delights, happiness, came. Aur yahan kya kehte hain, braj mein dhool chaatti hai. So, wives of Kaliye, they could not appreciate, they could not understand what could be reason. So the prashna is, question is really, really glorious. And answer is also presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whatever you are talking, how come that some personality were allowed to participate in Krishna pastime, and some individual, they are not allowed to participate in Krishna pastime? So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the reason. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gives the answer of your glorious, sublime question. Of course, I have limited time. In order to appreciate or understand or assimilate that question, at least if I am to be satisfied with my answer, then I need at least 30 minutes. At least, of course, by nights, then hours it will take. But in brief, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu detected the fault of Lakshmi Devi. If anyone wants to take part in the Braj Leela, it is imperative. और क्या कहें, आवश्यक जो होता है, क्या कहते हैं, एक अंदर इम्परेटिव को जरूरी है वह है ना, मीटिंग में बहुत यूज करते हैं, रिक्वायर्ड है इम्परेटिव, तो वो जरूर कंपल्सरी कंपल्सरी के मीटिंग में आप लोग बड़ा बढ़िया यूज करते हैं, वह जरूरी होता है कुछ क्वालिफाई करने के लिए. एनी वन वॉन्ट्स टू टेक पार्ट इन द ब्रज लीला, that person must accept the subordination of gopi or any brajvasi. How you can directly enter in the Braj Leela? If really someone is interested to take part in Braj Leela, enter in Braj Leela, that person is it is imperative, mandatory मंडेटरी है, पहला थोड़ा कैसे करते हैं, यू मस्ट एक्सेप्ट द सबॉर्डिनेशन ऑफ द गोपी आर एनी ब्रजवासी अनलेस एंड अंटिल ए पर्सन एक्सेप्ट द सबॉर्डिनेशन ऑफ कृष्ण, कृष्ण इज नॉट गोइंग टू अलाउ. व्हाट वाज अ रॉन्ग ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ लक्ष्मी देवी, दो शिवज क्वालिफाइड वक्षो बिलास द कंसर्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु हिमसेल्फ, लक्ष्मी देवी यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड द सब्लाइम पोजिशन ऑफ, बट शी वॉन्टेड टू टेक पार्ट इन रास लीला, बट शी डिड नॉट वॉन्ट टू गिव अप कॉस्ट ऑफ हिज ऑपुलेंट मेजेस्टिक फार्म, एंड सेम टाइम शी वॉज थिंकिंग दैट दिज काउ हर्ड वुमेन गोपी they are maintaining themselves simply by selling the matha buttermilk, they are earning their livelihood by selling matha and their occupation is that gobar paathi hai that making cow dung cake kehte hain cow dung ugly dirty how come I am lakshmi I have no interest to become subordinate, I am not interested to learn bhakti from them. So that was discrepancy in the character of Lakshmi Devi. That is the reason why Lakshmi was not allowed. Even today, she is struggling, and unless and until she will cast off her this attitude, Krishna is not going to allow. In future also. चेतन महाप्रभु कृष्ण आइडेंटिफाई हिमसेल्फ एज ए गोप काउहर्ड बॉय एंड हिज ओनली प्रेयसी बिलेव्ड कुड बी ए गोपी, विदाउट गोपी मेंटालिटी मूड एटीट्यूड ऑफ गोपी एंड सेम टाइम्स नॉट ओनली एट ड्रेस ऑफ गोपी. That is reason why you know Dandakaranya Rishi, when Lord Ram was roaming in the Dandakaranya forest, so many rishis, they wanted to worship, they wanted to be associated in Madhurya Bhava with Lord Ramchandra. So at that particular pastime, Lord Ramchandra did not accept them, rather by mind, Lord Ramchandra told them, okay, if really you want to participate in my Madhurya Leela, then you take birth in Braja. So attitude, mood of gopi, and same time body of gopi. In both conditions, Lakshmi Devi was unfit. She wanted to maintain her majestic, opulent form, and same time she was not interested, enthusiastic to identify himself as a gopi, and same time she did not want to be subordinate of gopi. That is the reason why Lakshmi Devi was not allowed. And in future also, if she will maintain her attitude and her what to say, majestic far, opulent far, then no way. So this region, I think I am clear.
Thank you so much for the class. Maharaj, I can see how to do it. He said that all the ones in the garden symbolize anathas or only. So the Maharashtra symbolize publicity. So how can we avoid publicity in the Krishna consciousness?
Now, since we are running in 10th chapter, so better we should relish this pastime rather than becoming so some philosophical and some. And besides, personally, I am not so expert to conceptualize those philosophical options. So I humbly request simple relishing pastime. For relishing purpose, something goes here and there. Unless and until see, Lakshmi Devi is struggling. So don't go simply take shelter of the gopi or Brajvasi. Don't think about yogyata or where I am qualified or like. There are some devotees, sadhana siddha, they get perfection out of their sadhana. They perform sadhana, practice. But later we should go on another group that we call kripa siddha, perfection obtained by mercy and not by sadhana or not by endeavor or not by practice. So put in that category. Lakshmi, they are struggling for that. His sadhana, I do tapasya, this and that, that, many things. But no way. Better to throw ourselves in that group, that side. Kripa siddha. Perfection obtained by mercy. Kripa. We are so tiny, so small. And Krishna is so great. What we can pay, what we can offer to purchase Krishna, what we have not. Krishna is so great. How we can satisfy by offering something, by sadhana, by job, simply by kripa. But kripa, out of kripa. So better our relative in that, join that group, that person who got obtain perfection in Krishna consciousness by the mercy. Hindi mein kahte hai humne kisi ke yah karne ke jo kuch humne sikha hai kisi ke ho ke sikha hai kisi ka ho jaye upar se flow ho jayega mercy. Na humne ro ke sikha hai na humne karke prayatna karke jo kuch bhi humne sikha hai kisi ke हो के सीखा है किसी के अंदर हो जाए एवरीथिंग मर्सी विल फ्लो इन आवर डायरेक्शन. हाउएवर आई थिंक आई एम प्लेट सो हियर आई स्टॉप. ग्रंथ आय श्रीमद्भागवतम की.